Siyos Mesechus Nidah Shir Chafei by the Rosh Yeshiva continued. Ches Cheshvan Hitov Shemem Vav October 23rd, 1985 on Wednesday continued.
But from 6 to 11 and from 12 to 6 she's with us about it. That's not some of the best. Only the best of the show is some of the best. But the best Ayin, the best Alaylo, is not considered some of the best. And according to Rabbi Yudin, we passed like that, it doesn't matter. Even if she's accustomed to sit down in the 6 hour every time, so the whole day is considered some of the best. The whole day is considered some of the best. Now let's see the Rashi. Sehr lästig, die Beste ist die gute Kopf. Now, there is one inaccuracy. I wasn't thinking when I explained Hoysol Limudo Liya Yisraya Vitzchilas Havestes Kotare Shosho Vitzich Havestes Ist Meis Vitzich Havestes Kotare Shosho Vitzich Havestes Deiris. So I explained it in terms of a Vesed of a certain hour. What I said is true of it, but that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. What I said is true when Rabbi Yisi says, "Af yomim b'shoyis vestes, hoysol mudo liyisrein anetzacham nasuro manetzacham." But it's not. That's not the pshat in the first din in the Mishnah. The first din in the Mishnah. I made a mistake. I mean, I wasn't thinking. So not that I didn't know, but I just wasn't thinking because. What I explained was explanatory, what I mentioned was explanatory of the other din in the Mishnah, Afyom and Bishoyis Vestes, 5 after 11, 15 after 11, and so on, 5 before 12. This is explanatory of Afyom and Bishoyis Vestes. But the first din in the Mishnah deals with Veset Aguf. Now there is Veset Hasman and there is Veset Aguf. Veset Hazman is, let's say, Veset Vishor, Yehim, Lilo, and Veset Aguf means something else. She doesn't have any specific day when she has the period. But whenever she has the period, so half an hour before she has the period, she has a stomachache. Or she starts belching. That's a certain sensation of the goof. So that's called the Veset Aguf. So the Mishnah says, Hoysol Limudo Liyis Reye B'Tchilas Havestes. So Kol Tahares She Osiso B'Tzeich Havestes Ist Neyes. In other words, if she's accustomed that as soon as she has the period, she gets a stomachache. She gets a stomachache. And she had a stomachache. She felt the stomachache. And after she felt the stomachache, she handled tars. So then, Kotare Shosha Besech Havestes Istmeis. Besech Havestes, if she's accustomed to get a period, let's say half an hour after she gets the stomachache, and she handled Tares 5 minutes after she got the stomachache, by the time it was half an hour after the stomachache, so she had already completed handling the Tares. So Kotara shows of Sikhabeste. You see Babestis, Kotara shows of Sikhabeste is there. This is the Pshat Mishnah. I wasn't thinking so I explained the din that is mentioned in the second part, in the middle of the Mishnah, as explanatory of the first expression in the Mishnah. For the first expression in the Mishnah deals with Vestad. Whatever I said is true, but it's not true of the first clause, the first sentence in the Mishnah, but of the second sentence in the Mishnah. Sich vested, the vested good come. I feel when we show you the moment for it. In Asur Olam HaMesachan. Chol HaLailo Mishameshes. Vimova HaNetzach HaMo V'Lihuaso Mishameshes Kol HaYei. Vilavyesi katonolo, vidayik shas avestes, shoas avestes, visuloi. Rabjudeim mea kolayim shalom, mutoel meteres lishameis mishoba hanetzachamo viliroaso. Avo kol alaylo shalitne hanetzachamo shalvesto asuro lishameis. Umifori vimore dahay limudo im hanetzachamo diktone, dirdilo limerze viseif laylo. Mikame dilim tetchila simome. So, hoyso limudo li yisrei imanetzachamo, in asuro elu imanetzachamo, Rav Yehuda imi akolayim shalom. What do you mean kolayim shalom? The whole day is hers. In other words, she's mutaris lebayim. She's mutaris lebayim. Kolayim shalom muteres lishamish, mishova anetzachamo, bliroaso. Avol kol alaylo, shalifnei anetzachamo, shalvesto, asuro lishamish. Asuro lishamish. So that means, suppose, the netzachamo, like today. Today, sunrise is 7:12, so there's daylight saving time. But standard time, it's 6:12. So if sunrise, if the veset happens to be, let's say, in the hour before Netz, so Mele, the whole day she's Muteres Lebailo. She's Muteres Lebailo. Klayim Shalom Muteres Lisham Shavar Netzachamo. To the what? Arukol Alaylo. Shalitnia Netzachamo Shalvesta Asur Lishamish. For the whole night she's Asur Lebailo. She's Asur Lebailo. If she has the period, let's say, if she had the period, let's say before six, so then the whole night is an inas habeset shasur lebailo, and the whole day she is muteres lebailo. She muteres lebailo, even if it's a short time after the moment when she usually has the period. Let's say she usually had the period, let's say, at 6:10. That's before sunrise. Sunrise is 6:12. So mele, the whole night she's asur lebailo, even the beginning of the night. But 6:30 she's muteres lebailo, even though it's close to the moment when she has the riyazah. Mutar sham shaban sa khamul bas ha al sa khamul sa bas sa sham fal mo dai li mun man sa khamul ta de dil li merze bi safe lately. Let's say the sunrise is at 6:12 and she's religiously merze at 6:10. So the whole day after the khamo she went out of bed. Mi kamel lem de tkhlasi moment. Ve'anani nasrinu leikol ha-mishves nimsa asur ha-laylo shenesvesto b'rabdu demach. said over a bees, young Michoy's best days. Hoys on the Israeli messing, and she shows Lishi Shoys. What do she shows Lishi Shoys? That means between 11 and 12. He gave him messing, the last assembly shamays, call she shows Lishanes. Diver Abiyude, Grabyesi Mati Rachi Choice, until 11 o'clock, the Hesheshen Mishay Choice, Ogoshi Choice, Rilaso, Asrul Shamish Klaim Kule, Diver Abiyude, Grabyesi Mati, Miamin Chole Milo. Alright, Asrul Sham Klaim Kule, Rabiyude, Grabyude, Tiny Makoma, his best Asrul Bein Habe. Or you in Malaylo, or me she best of Malaylo, if you be safe, or she's so Malaylo, as so Malaylo, we best be aim, but we'll be safe, if I aim, as so on. She's materially by law the day after the next, but the night she's a sore the whole night. But I'm going to be in the floor, I'm sure, on the contrary, that she's materially by law the whole night, and the day she's materially by law. Loikash, hold your gilly rays. If she's accustomed to see at the beginning of the day, a few minutes after the net, so then she's it's called a lion shalom. So the night for her the lilies, and when the Mishnah says kolayim shalom, the regular lilies be saved like. So she's a soul not only detainer of the aim, but a lilo lipono. Lilo, so a soul. And here, Rabbi Yudah says, Robin explaining Rabbi Yudah's deen, so he says only one aino. So, loy, oh, you say, but not the Eino before. Not the Eino before. So, Vital Talamali, why does Rabbi have to say the same thing twice? Tzich, di ashmin ho, habamine, hanemil li tares, avon bailo loi. So, the first member of Rabbi, if he had mentioned it, so I would say that's only Taras, because our Mishnah discusses Taras, but But Ribayo not so Kamashka. Vi Mahi, if he mentioned the second memory, have amine some codesto in Achrite, Kamashka or no, so in another rash. So I'm going to call him to the time you call in Abe or in Lilo. In which he has to be safe, so call Lilo. The investor be aim, but will be safe, call him a suo. Actually, show is the show is like, you know, who investor be sure she is in a suo, and for now, la hell. The richest is which he shows. Show she is, he has suo, she will best. In a new Hohen, she showing Sue Milo, Michi not to slow ere, Ubi Shebak for not to have slowing, Shaham of Milo, Iman is Massis of Lilo, Jacolayin, Shalo, Izuteres, Valilo Asuo, Iman is the price of its classimum, Ubi Hohen Mutel, Imasuo, without me Israel. Is a lot of need also in a hidden investment. A mass of a year of a lot of the phone, but a building also in a sweston. Now, without a woman, you know, last so doesn't it seem that it's more than for ashes that the Isa of some of the best only applies to the Eno, but not the Eno of an hour. Most of Shane say it, but there is a shikhet that the Ezra. That Enoch Name, that she has to be perish, not only the Ene of the Veset, but the Ene of Fanel too. In other words, if a woman is accustomed to see every second day in the Chedesh, to see down, so she has to be perish from the Harbal, not only the day of the second day in the Chedesh, but the night before also, but Sigmund Fresh is here. So, Vima Yi Avamine Somkulvesto in Achite Komashno on Isaino. So, Bishlein they call it the Shach says that when is there, no. The Shach says, that when does she have to be pireses, the Eino Lefanel also, that is, if the Rias Dam fluctuates, you know, sometimes she'll see down at the end of the day, sometimes she'll see in the middle of the day, sometimes she'll see at the beginning of the day. So it fluctuates, so he has to be pireses the night before too. Because if it fluctuates, so she could be there, down in the midst of Tashkish. But if it always happens, let's say, in the middle of the day, then she doesn't have to be pereshes. Pereshes, the whole, the day before. Some melee, we could say, this Gemara has reference to a case where the Rias Dam doesn't fluctuate. Sometimes 7 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and sometimes 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But according to the Shita, there is a Shita that she has to be perish. The Eino Lefanel, Lifnei Aveset, even if he doesn't fluctuate, so it's Gemara Mefareshes. Gemara says, "V'mahia v'amine samuch l'vesto inachite komash v'lo neisim." So yes,
who shit is that even does fluctuate?
I mean, the Abiezer shit doesn't seem to be limited only to a case of fluctuation. That's the Shach's Chiddush. That's the Abiyosaf. Who's the Abiyosaf? The Abiyosaf shit. He doesn't make such a distinction. That's the Shach's Chiddush. Now, so that's really kashi against Davi Yosef. That's really kashi against Davi Yosef. But maybe you could say, now there is a machlokes l'shenim, I'm sure you learned that already, that There's machlikas kshemi, where the det halacha v'azor the yisrael sheyiflus and sheyisei and some of the rest on whether it's itroshi mure or it's an asmach. Most kshemi say it's an asmach. Why? Because we pass in vestes the rabban. Vestes the rabban. So mele, so the azor in the yisrael sheyiflus and sheyisei and some of the rest on is also in the rabban. So it's an asmach. However, the Arshim, Rav Tam, the Or, who say that some of the best is in the rice. But we definitely pass them like the Mandroma, that best is in Avon. So that's another case. Best is the rice and best is the Avon does not deal with the question whether he has to be paid with the rice or some of the best or not. Of course he has to be paid with the rice, some of the rest. In as much as he's accustomed, let's say, to see down every second in the month, some maybe there is a possibility that Erev is manageable, that maybe she'll see down in the midst of the Tashmish, be it a Nisakores, so be a Nisakores. But the machlekes, whether this is the rice or this is the rabbonim, you already learned that in the Tzimen in Shokonov. So the machlekes between Tanoim, where the best of the rice, best of the Rabbonon, is in regard to the case where, let's say, the woman, let's say, has Beset every second of the month she sees down. But then the second of the month, she didn't make it bigger. She's supposed to make it bigger, but she didn't. And now it's already the third of the month, the fourth of the month. So according to Mandoma, who says Vestas the Raise, so we say Erev is manigo. So, and she didn't check to see whether she had the Rias down or she didn't. So maybe we assume she had the Rias down. So if she didn't make a dike on the second of the month, and now it's the fourth of the month, and she makes a dike and she stay off. So, in spite of the fact that now the dike shows that she's clean, but we still assume or anticipate that, and at that point there is a machlekes in Rashi basis that the swab in Yiddish, whether it's only sofik or vaday, whatever. So at least we anticipate the possibility that on the second of the month she had a slight discharge, but she didn't bleed for several days. So she stopped bleeding because the herb is manageable. And the mother, midraise, she is male. She is considered male. In other words, in all the tares she handled between the second of the month and the fourth of the month, Atmeis, Midrais. Atmeis Midrais, even though on the fourth of the month, the Dike shows that she is clean. And Mahu says, best is the Rabbonon. So if she has a Beset on the second of the month, and on the second of the month she didn't make a Dike, and then the third and the fourth of the month, she made the bdike and chose it's clean, so she's considered tayor, she's the teres of Bible. And all the tares that she handled, on the second of the month, are toyer. Mashein came, ligavi the question is whether she's the teres of Bible or not, so then even the mandoma who says best is the rabbonon. So she's still asura libayla midraise, because they have this money law, so maybe in the midst of the tashmis, she will sit down. In the midst of the tashmis, she'll sit down. That's what all the Rishayim, who hold like Rabban Tam and the Rav, that some of the best is in Rosh Hashanah. It's also in the Raise, even though we definitely pass like the Mandoma, that this word, yeah, we would definitely paskin like Mandoma that this word, that Vestas is the rabbi. Oh, so the question arises, now, some melee in regard to the city of the Abiyosov, that initial was Vestas Kubua, so she is a surely by law, not only the Inus Abesses, but the Inus Fanello too. And here, the Mora says in so many words, that there is no inachrite, only oisein. What's the text? And he assuming that Abiyosov doesn't agree with the Shach, who limits it only to the case where the Riyas Dam fluctuates, assuming that Abiyosov applies it even to a case where it doesn't fluctuate, so it's a Gemara precious negative chicken. So we can say that the Abiyosov Shite would be like Rabbi Natan, and the rock that some of the Vesto is the rice. Now here the Gemara discusses, discusses the Issa the rice, the Droshe. The Zaltan is the Yisrael of the Moslem, there's the Droshe. According to Ramatam, the Sidroshim Mure, so insofar as the Droshe of the Zaltan of the Yisrael of the Moslem is concerned, so it's only a Yisaino, the rice. But Midrabonon, it may not hit the Yisrael. Now, why? Now, according to Rabbi Tam, that the Yisrael of some of the Vestas with the Reis Emanich, even though we pass from like Mandoma, that Vestas is the So what does Rabbi Tam say? Why does Tam say? That's only in regard to the question, to the case where she did not meet Yiddike on the day of the Veset, and then she made a Yiddike 2 days later, 3 days later, 5 days later, and she found herself clean. So then we say she stayed up, she's Mataris the Bible. Mashin Kane, Ligabu Bailo on the day of the Beset, so then she's a soul. Why do we make such a distinction? Why Monesha? If we say that she's a soul with the rice of some of the best, why? Because he has man and ball, so why do we say best is the Rabbonon? And if she didn't make it decay on the day of the Beset, and she made it decay 5 days later, and she found herself clean that she was without the vial, monetary. If we say here of his money ball, ligabi bailo, on the day of the Beset, so we should say here of his money ball, ligabi bailo, 5 days later also, if she didn't make it decay. If she didn't make it decay on the day of the Beset. If she didn't make it decay on the day of the Beset. So, that's the shaykh. So all the poskim, all the achrayim raised that question. So then, it's not exactly our union, but I don't know. So the Nevi Yehuda gives one teretz. The Nevi Yehuda gives the teretz, he says as follows. True, there is a chazoker of Ira Bizmanimbo, but neged the chazoker of Ira Bizmanimbo, there is the chazoker of Chazokim Mikore, Der Bringer hat so kein Kollatin Kuli, auf die Knie nach Haskosa, auf Hasokin in Kuli. So in other words, so, when it's in question, when the day of the Besset has passed already, so Mele, let's say, Havesset is the second of the month, and now is the fifth of the month, and she didn't make a decay, she didn't check on the second of the month. The question is she tears the Bible on the fifth of the month, now she makes a decay and she checks herself, and she finds out that she's clean. So she tears the Bible, so we ask invested the Rabbanon, she's in tears the Bible. Why? What? There is a chazoke of Erech Bismanigo. So from the point of view of the chazoke of Erech Bismanigo, we should say that on the basis of the chazoke of Erech Bismanigo, we should say that she had her ears down and then she stopped bleeding. That's why she's clean now. So she has to count 7 days. So how is she interest the Bible? The answer is because there are two chazokes that are in conflict with each other. From the point of view of the chazoke of Yabiz Manibo, we have to say that she had the rears down on the second of the month. But she has a chazoke mikore, the status quo of being a tailor. Before the second of the month, she certainly was there. The question is whether her status quo, the chazoket in mikore of Teva, was changed as a result of the discharge of dam, or it didn't change. So we make new chazoket. There's the chazoket. There's the cheskes aguf, which is the strongest chazoket. So in other words, so we have two chazokets that are ceaseless each other. So now, what is if you have two chazokes who are ceaseless each other? So then, if both chazokes are equal, so then it's a socket. So then it becomes a socket kashok. But if one chazoke is a stronger chazoke than the other chazoke, so then the stronger chazoke prevails over the weaker chazoke. So the cheskes aguf, the chazoke de mikore, is a stronger chazoke, and that prevails over the chazoke of Yabiz Manigo. Some mele, we say, in accordance with the status quo of being tailor, heretofore, we say that the status quo is not changed, unless we see a change. So that's why she is tailor. That is only in the case where the second day of business passed. And the question is whether she is mutaris lebailo on the fifth of the month, on the fifth of the month. So we say that the chazoke de mikore prevails over the chazoke of Erech Bismani. And in accordance with the chazoke de mikore of being cheskes teiro, so we assume that she still has terribly bad. She is still terribly bad. But she ain't came when the Shaila arises on the second of the month. So then there is a possibility, maybe in the midst of the Tashmish. Maybe in the midst of the Tashmish. So she will sit down. Then we cannot say, we rely on Hazrakim Mikore, that she will not see down the Mitzvah of Tashmish, because the Gemara says in Gittin, Shemo Meis Loi Chachino, Shemo Yomos Chachino. In other words, if a person is sent a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, and the shliach stayed on the road 6 months, then the halacha is. The halacha is, the question is, can he deliver the get to the woman? Jenny, he delivered the ghetto, you know, let's say in the old days, you know, when it took months for a person to get across the sea. Suppose a husband in Europe sent to get to America with a shliach, and then 6 months later he arrived in America. So the halacha is, he can deliver the get to the wife. Why shouldn't do the chishish? Maybe within 6 months. So the husband died. So the halacha is, shalom is loy chashim. Even if he left the husband sick in bed, so he can safely hand over the get to the wife. That's in Mishnah. Shalom is loy chashim. Why? Why a chazoke? He has a chaskas chayim. When the shliach left the husband in Europe, he was living, so we assume that he didn't die. He didn't die. But still, the halacha is, if somebody gives a get to an isha, let's say, he's a kid, his wife is an isha's kid, and he gave a get to his wife, and he says, Hariyat Mugreshes, Shoachas Kibin Nisos. 1 hour. 1 hour, so before I die, so you should be divorced. So the halacha is that the woman, the isha's kohen, if she's not in the place of the husband in a different city, is not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because since he said when he gave her the get, you should be divorced 1 hour prior to my death, so how can she eat truma? Maybe half an hour later, after the evening of truma, he'll die. So then it means that at the time she ate the truma, she was already divorced. She was not in the skin anymore. So she'll be either a nisa or zar shalcha truma. So the more as the kashin gittin v'chokhes. Why don't we rely here too on the cheskes chayim? Just as in the case when the shliach stayed on the road half a year, and then in the yam he can go to the get. So the Gemara says, Shemo meis loy chayshim, Shemo yomos chayshim, Shemo yomos chayshim. So that's a klal in Chazok and Mikore. If the question is whether it happened already, so then we rely on Chazok. But if the question is, maybe it will happen, we cannot rely on the chazoke. It will not happen. So here too, when the question is whether she will tell us while on the fifth of the month, so then we say we rely on the chazoke of chazoke Nikore Cheskas Teirah Bailo, in spite of the fact that there is a chazoke there of his money ball, because the Cheskas Aguf of Cheskas Teirah Bailo is prevails over the chazoke of the Rabbi's Manigo. That's a stronger chazoke. Mashein came the shayla is on the second of the month, whether she's with her Bible, and the shayla is maybe later in the midst of the tashmish, so she'll sit down. So shemu yomus chashinon, shemu tira dam chashinon, shemu roa so dam loy chashinon, shemu tira dam chashinon. Just as the Gemara says, Shemu meis loy chashinon, Shemu yomus chashinon. That's the native Yehudi starts. Then the Pavlis Lemeini, the yeshiva had the Pavlis Lemeini, no, it's a good seder, should have. So the Pavlis Lemeini gives a different teretz. The Pavlis Lemeini gives a teretz and he says that the reason because there is machlekes in the Gemara, whether Hashem or Yomus Chashinah. And there is one mandoma, one Russian Gemara in Yidden who says that Shem Yomus is Roy Chashin on Nida. So why is some of the best awesome in the Raise? Because the Chazok in Mikore of Tehiro Mibairo is a Chazok or Asui or Mishtanis. So Mele, even if we assume that Shem Yomus is Loi Chashino, but here we have to be Chashish. We cannot rely on the Chazok of Shem Otir Adam. I mean, we can't rely that Loi Tir Adam of Chazok in Mikore, because the Chazok in Mikore of Teiro is a Suri Shamis, is the Derech of every woman, every man, you know, to have a discharge of Dam. So we cannot rely on that Chazok. Anyway, but I think the best teretz is given by the Orachim, the best teretz. And that's according to all the deities. Even in the Yehudis teretz, all right, it's very good, but that's told in the Machlekes, in the Morek, what Hashinom, Shemunom, Hashinom, Shemunom, 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 the Orachim Chon gives the best teretz, the best explanation. He says that actually, on the basis of Ira Bismani Bo, we have to be Cheshish. We have to be Cheshish. That maybe shall see that. And we cannot rely. We cannot rely on the Chazok in Mikore. Because, as the Paulus Romanum says, because it's a surely Shanis. But the only difficulty in the Paulus Romanum story is Monefshech, if it's a source of Mishtamis, and because of that, we cannot rely in regard to some of the Vesto and the Chazok and Mikore, because also Mishtamis, so why on the fifth of the month, which matters the Bible? Why? Because we rely on the Chazoke, but how can we rely on Chazoke? It's also Mishtamis. Alright, so what do we say? In the same way as we rely on the Chazoke, Shemonei Yisroi Chashinon, even over there, it's also Mishtanis. Because, unfortunately, you know, people die. A human being is mortal. But there's a big difference. Over there, a person doesn't die every month. He just dies once. You see, but here the woman is therefore to sit down every month. So how can we rely on the Chazoke? I mean, it's a very strange story by the Yehudi. I mean, there is a big difference between Mise and Riazdan. Mise, Erev is Maniko, so it's also Ishtanis. Every man. That's the reason as to why one mandoma says this is the raise. Because here, so the question is, what is the smaller the longest of the mandoma? That's the way you pass from the first in the rabbonon, but they have the manebo. So the Hashulchan says a very simple story. I can't understand why the other achrim don't apply that story. It seems so pushing. He says that they not an army. We should say Ira Bismani Bo, and the Chazoka of Ira Bismani Bo, contrary to the Lomdes of the Yehude, should prevail over the Chazoke of Chazoke Mikore of Cheskas Teol Bal, because it's also Ishtanis every month. So the Chazoke of Bismani Bo should prevail over the Chazoke Mikore of Cheskas Teol Bal. But the reason is why Tanya says, we pass by them, that this is the Rabbonon, because usually when a woman has a discharge of dam, she has a Hargosh. Now here she is not aware of any Hargosh. So that's a raya that she did not have a discharge of dam. Because had she had a discharge of dam, she would have been aware of the Hargosh, and she's not aware of the Hargosh. She's not aware of Agoshe. So, from the male, it's a raya that she's not a disher of that. I mean, this is such a strong story. the Dorashukon really is asking the Kashi, why does Montana say this is the rice? Why Erev is Manibor? But how can we say that Erev is Manibor? So she should have felt it, and she's not aware of any Harvoshe. So the answer is that Nandoma says, maybe the Hargosh, sometimes the Hargosh is lost. Let's say, suppose a woman has a discharge of dam while she is in the washroom and she passes water. So she attributes everything to the Hargosh of passing water. So the Hargosh is lost, you see. So we have two chenshis. But the Mandoma who says, this is the Rabbanu, he says, we don't. In view of the fact that usually a woman, when she has a discharge of dam, so it's coupled with the Argoshe, so if she is not aware, now is the fifth of the month, she is not aware of any Argoshe, so it's a raya, she did not have a raya's dam. That's only if it's the fifth of the month. But if it's the second of the month, and so then there is no raya that she didn't have an Argoshe because she didn't have a discharge of dam yet, maybe it will come in the midst of the Tashmish. So Mimele, we cannot rely on the Chazokim Kor of Chazaste Olibayimu, because it's also Ishtanis, and maybe it will still come, and maybe in the midst of the Tashmish, so it will be Iber and Isakores. That's the Orcha Shulchan's explanation. And I think the Orcha Shulchan's explanation is the best explanation. Now I discuss it all that because it's very important. So Mimele I discuss it, even though it's not exactly geared to our suit. Hoy so limura, liye Yisrei yeit svo, vishin so liye Yisrei liyein ho, zeb. So it doesn't mean Shinso Lie Sreya Lie Chov. Oh, turn to the Gemara. To the Gemara that one there, just briefly. That one, kiss on the mouth. The 10th line from the end of the month. Hoy so le mido, ba ho amrat. Hoy so le abai at amrat, ba ho amrat. Hoy so le mido is, they in the swab of Shisha, in the hotel is asked to be in Shabu. Shisha, man, in the hotel is asked to be. Ba amrat lo no, alo, o abil mashmur, in the hotel is for the philosopher, she in the hotel is the yoso. She hold on me, in the hotel is for it. Arrat is for the yoso. Means the yoso for it, loiko. So what does it mean, Tesvov and Chov means Tesvov with philosopher, Shein Chavbeiz L'Riyoso, Shein Chavbeiz L'Riyoso, so it's the meaning. Shin so dilu pomnu yim chov, futa tesvov, vi kovolo yim chov. She nisho ki vas lo vesev, ach it beno dilu pomnu. And once she established the vesev, in mitares mina vesev, ach it be okia mimeno dilu pomnu. So the vesev of vua is revoked only if there are three akiras, three deviations. A vessel can be kavua, even though it is also a bylaw. We have to be chenshish for a vessel can be kavua, but with one deviation it's neka. And the vessel kavua is only neka with three deviations. In the Taras Rashi, Taras Na Vessel, that so-called universal Shemotir. Now I just want to mention that Snigeye, the Gemore, that some of the Aleph, but I don't know if they'll be able to reach it, so I want to mention it here. And if you look up the Balamoye and the Asogis and the Raive, or the Chidush HaRan and our Gemore, so you will see that the other day, the Shita of most Shemim and the way the Shemor passes is that in order to be a Kir, a Vesel Tavua, so that the three deviations must take place in the form of three years and other days. Days other than the heretofore vest. For example, if a woman has a vessel to sit down every 20th of the month, and then she had three deviations of sitting down on the 30th of the month, I mean that can only be visualized in connection with Tishrei, Maheshven, and Tisra. Otherwise, it's impossible. But the Tishrei is always more Maheshven and Kislev, so sometimes Maheshven is a Hosea and Kislev is a Hosea. And sometimes Maheshven is a Hosea and Kislev is more. And sometimes Maheshven is more and Kislev is more. This year, the Shon Mubaris is that he means Shon Hosea. So Maheshven will be a Hosea and Kislev will be a Hosea. For 20 years, so is the Shon Leo. So then, Maheshven is Imole, and Kislev is also Imole, and Tishrei is always Imole. So it's possible to have three Imole, one after the other, and Tishrei, Maheshven, and Kislev. It's not Shayach in this year and Tzivu, that's not Shayach. But Tishrei, Maheshven, and Kislev, so Shayach to have 3 months, one in succession, Lay. Tishrei is always a moment. And if it's a Shonam layoff, so Maheshven also has 30 days, and Kislev has 30 days. Now, suppose she was accustomed to sit down on the 20th of the month. So she saw down, she saw down on the 20th of Tammuz, she saw down on the 20th. And she sat down on the 20th of El, on the 20th of El. So he has a best to work. And then she had one deviation in Tishrei. She didn't sit down on the 20th of Tishrei, but on the 30th of Tishrei. And then she had another deviation. She didn't sit down on the 20th of Tishrei. She sat down on the 30th of Tishrei. And then she had a third deviation. She didn't sit down on the 20th of Kislev. She sat down on the 30th of Kislev. So then the Vesek Kavua of 20th of the month is Nera, and she acquires a Vesek on the 30th of the month. I mean, it will not be of great importance because she will not have many months, you know, the 30th, because when it's a chosel, so there is no 30th. But I mean, instead of the 30th, let's say the 25th of the month. So most Rishonim, Shita of the Raya, the Rambam, the Rashbo, and the Rambam is that a Pesach Kavua is only Nekah if there are three deviations. And the three deviations take the form of having the areas down on a day other than the year to forvest. The example I mentioned. So the year to forvest was to sit down on the 20th of the month, and here she sits down on the 30th. But suppose she established the vessel to sit down on the 20th of the month, and then she didn't sit down on the 20th of Tishrei. She saw down on the 30th Tishrei. Then she didn't see Dam on the 20th of Maheshvan. She saw Dam on the 30th of Maheshvan. And then she didn't see Dam on the 20th of Kislev, but she didn't see Dam on the 30th of Kislev either. So the Rebbe says, in such case, the Veset Kavua of the 20th is not Nekah. Even though she had three omissions of not seeing Dam on the 20th of the month, but inasmuch as they won't change in the form of seeing Dam on another day, three months, so then once she will see Dam on the 20th of the month, so the old Veset will be revived. That's the Shita of Moshe Shina. However, the Shita of the Balamoyer and the Ram is that even if the deviations take the form by three omissions, even though it did not assume the form of seeing down another day, another 20th, so the old Veset is Nekah, and in order to re-establish, she must see it again three times. And that's because the Balamoyer and the Ram have another Gilsa here in the Gemara, Daf Samadalet. So, because here the Tanya Tavosel Achop, Hoysu, Nidol, Yis, Reye, Yimes, Rishin, Son, Yim, Shreishin, Zevi, Yasur, Nige, Yimes, Nidol, Yasur, Mutaz, Lishamish, Yim, Shreishin, Vichesh, Yim, Shreishin, Yige, Yim, Shreishin, Yasur, Yige, Yimes, Nidol, Yasur, Yige, Yim, Shreishin, Yasur, Yige, Yim, Resin, Yasur, Pita, Yim, Shreishin, Vinesa, Yimes, Rim, Kushir, Vizmane. That's the girls and we have the most shame. So according to this girls, it's a Gemara Mefereshes, that in order to be Nekah, it must, so three omissions is not enough, but there must be three deviations in the form of a Yeriya on another day. But the Balamoyer's Gilsa is, and the Ram's Gilsa is different. Hoysol Yindol Yisrael Yimetzke, Vishin Sol Yimshleishin, Zev Zeh Atzorim, Higye Yimetzke, Yindol Yisrael Yimetzke, Vishan Yindol Yimshleishin, Vichishes Yimshleishin, Higiyah Yimshleishin Higiyah Yimetzrim, Viroaso, not the way it's in our text, Higiyah Yimetzrim, Viroaso, but Higiyah Yimetzrim, Viroaso, and then, not Geres, Higiyah Yimshleishin, Viroaso, Higiyah Yimetzrim, Viroaso, but his Geres just, Higiyah Yimetzrim, Viroaso, Huta Yimshleishin, Vinesrim, Vinesa Yimetzrim, with Nishaya Bismarck. You look at that, anyway. Eat my horse, and you have Joshua Higgins, 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 and you have Joshua Higgins. So according to most Meshenim, except the Rach's Psha, so it means simply that she saw down on the 15th of Nisan, on the 16th of Iyar, and on the 17th of Sivan. So it's Kabbalah of Veset Diluk, and she has to be Chinshish in Tammuz on the 18th. Ushmul Omar Achit Shalosh Bidiluk. There has to be three Riyas Bidiluk. So in other words, only if she will see in Tammuz on the 18th, so then in Nov, she will be Asur on the Bailo on the 19th. כל עשר דרגה שלו, אם הלכת אחרי של הדיונים, מתת אחרי של חמיש וכן היום, אז שאו מדילו ואין תספור ואין נאמין, שתפרס ויוסו ואין שום דילו. נאים לך ושמואל תוצי לרב רב שם כאן ולכל מיני תגיטאי ניסו ושם מס, ושם מס, ושם שם שם עושה דיבר רבי, רב שם נאמר לגנות נעושה, לדלת לא יתנעושה, לא ידיקו העומק רב שם גם ליאל, ויוכל ואוכל לבליאל. רב סובה חמישה עושה מיליונאו, שמואל סובה כאילו לב דלוק חזיסי לב מיליונאו. I have to finish now, but I just want to mention that this is the regular pshat in the Gemara, according to Moshe Shem. However, according to the Rach, it's an altogether different pshat. So, in the case, Kontrach, in the case of where she saw down the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, so everybody agrees that she was not Kedeya Vesetriyum. Because even Rabbi agreed that there has to be three Riyas Bidiluk, and the first one cannot be counted. The first one, the starting one, has to be Bidiluk also, even Rabbi. But the Chlikit between Rabbi and Shmuel, according to the Rach, is in regard to a different case. Where she saw Hamishioso, the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, and then the 15th of Tammuz, the 16th of Av, and the 17th of Elul, and then the 15th of Tishrei, the 16th of Maheshven, the 17th of Kislev. So then, according to Rav, she established in the certain cycles that the 15th of Teves and the 16th of Shvat and the 17th of all that's according to Rav. And Shmuel says no, she didn't establish such a certain cycles. Only if she saw on the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, the 18th of Tammuz, and then she saw the 15th of Av, the 16th of Elul, the 17th of Tishrei, the 18th of Maheshven, and then the 15th of Kislev, the 16th of Teves, the 17th of Shvat, and the 18th of Oda. So then she established the Beset that in the next 4 months, in the next 3 months, she will see in Nisan the 15th, and in Iyar the 16th, and in Sivan the 17th. But in this case, so even Rav, according to the Rav, will agree that the first one is not counted. All right, now, that will be enough. Now, for next week, I have an appointment to be done. Yes. For next week, you know, I told you that today, up to Tana Rabbanon, that test on the base, we finish up with Moray after the Mishnah, after Pishon Budai Shaito, that you don't want to know.
Sugyos and Mesechas Nida Shir Chavav by Rosh Hashiva Yudal Cheshvan Heitov Shin Mem Vav, Tuesday, October
29, 1985. Rabo ma kovelo veset li diluk. Ushmuelo ma achiti shalish bidiluk. So, in other words, if she saw, let's say, the 15th of Nisan, she had a riazdan, and the 16th of Iyar, and the 17th of Sivan. So, in other words, it's not the same day. Every month, it's a day later. So, Rabba Malo Kabbalah basically Diluk. Ushmuelah Marakitalis Diluk. In other words, there has to be 3 years in Diluk. But here, so only the Ria of Ia and the Ria of Sivan are the Diluk. But the Ria of Nisan, that's the initial Ria. It's not the Diluk. So, Mele, she's not Kibbeh Beset. Rashi, couple of verses we can look. Vasul yin yutches lechidesh ribi, uyin yutes lechidesh chamish. So in Tammuz, the 18th, she dasol lebailo, and in Nov, the 19th, she dasol lebailo. And of course in Tishra, the 20th, uyin yutes lechidesh chamish dechen leyot. I mean in El, I mean the 20th. In El, there's the 20th. V'chein le'elam. Actually, shali v'diluk, v'yein tisbob einu min aminyen, shul t'chilas l'yoso, v'yein shom diluk. Now, we have to take notice how many vias are necessary to establish a vest. Now, so there are two kinds of vests. There is a Veset HaChedesh and there is a Veset HaFlogit. So, Veset HaChedesh, so she needs three Rias in order to establish a Veset. Veset HaFlogit, so according to all, most Rishenim. So, Veset HaFlogit will require four Rias, not three. Because by Veset HaFlogit, the HaFlogit gets an essential feature of the Rie. So Mele, the first Rie in Veset HaFloge is not counted, because there has to be a starting point from which to count in Chedesh. So the Chedesh itself is the starting point. A number of days in the Chedesh, 15th in the Chedesh, 16th in the Chedesh, 17th, 18th, but by Veset HaFloge, it means, by definition, it means how many days as of the previous Riyah. So how can you count the initial Riyah? The initial Riyah is not a Riyah that takes place after a certain afloge. That's the base. So in Veset HaFloge you only count from the second, because the second is the initial Rias HaFloge. So mainly in order to have three Rias HaFloge, we have to have four Rias altogether. The Shite of the Roh in Berger Weiss is that even by Veset HaFloge, so we only require three Rias. So in other words, if a woman will see da, that will be initial day. We'll say that that's the first day, the initial day. And then she'll see dam again on the 30th day as of the first day, the 30th. And then she'll see them on the 30th as of the 30th. That's the 59th. The 30th, in other words, the 30th, you count the day of the day also. So that's the 59th. So according to the Roi in Perek HaBayis, she establishes in Veset Kavua. And the Roi in Perek HaBayis says it in the name of the Rambam. That's his Rebbe. The name of the Rambam. However, in the Rambam, the Chedushim, it's mashma in our sugi. You have to go over the whole Rambam so you see that it's mashma like that. But the Rambam, the Psokim, says just the reverse. Now, the Shite of the Roh, which is also a Shite of the Ramban in the Chidushin, has to be explained. How can she, if by the Stachedesh, so she must have three Riyas to establish the Veset Kavua, by Veset Afloge, so the Afloge from a previous Riyah, that's an ingredient of the Riyah. What is Veset HaFloge mean? In other words, she is accustomed to to see Dham after a lapse of a certain number of days from the previous sphere. So how can you count the initial VA? The initial VA is not muflek from any previous VA. That's the base. Someone if shach, even vestachidesh will require 3 years. So in vestachlogeh we should require 4 years. How can we count the first 3 years? Now I'm explaining that because in order to be able to go over the Ramban and go to the Shemim on this sugya, because even though this sugya deals with Veseta Diluk, but they discuss the union of Veseta Floge also. The union of Veseta Floge also. So, because you see the Ramban in the tradition mentions Ipshat, how do Rashi and Tisdes, how do they explain this Gemara in Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel by Vesta Duk in connection with Vesta Chedesh, the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of Iyar, and the 17th of Sivan? But Ramban mentions the Pshat that this is reference not to Beset HaChidesh but to Beset HaChlogeh. So all the other Rishonim who hold that Beset HaChlogeh in Bishogeh, not Bidruk, requires 4 years, so mele by Beset HaChlogeh, by Bidruk, according to Shmuel, would require how many? There's 5, you see. This is what Tesis says in the Tesis here by some other, because according to Shmuel, so Veset HaDiluk requires one additional Rie than Veset HaShor. So by Veset HaChidesh, only Veset HaShor is established with 3 years, so Veset HaDiluk by Chedesh is established with 4 years. But by Veset HaFloge, or Veset HaShove by HaFloge, requires 4 years. So according to Shmuel, Veset HaDiluk, Veset HaDiluk Be'afloge requires 5 years because 4 years is required according to everybody, according to Rav and to Shmuel, in order to establish even the Beset HaFloge Bishove. But by Diluk, one additional day, so it will require 5 years. But if you will look in the Chiddush Rambam, there is a pshat in this Gemara. This Gemara has reference to Veset HaChloge, not to Veset HaChidesh. Even though the Pashas of Washington indicate that it is reference to Veset HaChidesh, but anyway, there is such a pshat in Rambam. So then it's mucha from the Gemara that the Veset HaChloge Bishove does not require 4 years, but only 3 years. Because here we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel by Veset HaDiluk Be'afloge, whether 3 years is enough or 4 years are required. So obviously, by Veset HaShove Be'afloge, according to everybody, 3 years is enough. And that's very strange. Now, but we have to understand this shita of the Perek HaBayis and of the Ramban in the Chiddushi, that Veset HaFloge Bishove is established with 3 years. How can it be established with 3 years? I think that it all depends what concept das Beste im Wald. Now, the Gemara makes an equation between Vestes, Aisha, Maria's dam, and Cheramot. In Cheramot, for example, this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, where the Vesta deal is established, in 3 years or 4 years, he's also machlekes in Lobokami, and actually in Yiches. In other words, suppose he shares the year on the 15th of Nisan, and on the 16th of the year, and on the 16th of Si, and the 17th of, the 15th of Nisan, the 16th of the year, and the 17th of Sivan. So according to Rav, he is here on the 18th of Tammuz. If he'll be here on the 18th of Tammuz, the owner will have to pay in the shop. According to Shmuel, he will not have to pay in the shop. So there is an analogy between Nigihes and Vestes. Now the question is this. Let's say, in connection with Shiramot, the Shiratam pays the Chotinus, the owner pays the Chotinus. Shiramot, the owner pays in Nezek Shalom. Why? Because he became habituated. So is it a question of habit? Habit, in other words, we say, Moshe Nakedesh, how is your Masatera? If a person accustoms himself to something, so then it becomes part of his nature. A person, a youngster or a middle-aged person would make a difference, or an older person addicts himself to drugs, then it becomes a natural thing, like a natural instinct to take drugs. How do I say? So the halacha of Shiramut, in other words, that a share after he go 3 times, so then the owner pays the share, is based upon the union of Targit Telga. Because with 3 times it becomes a habit that is cultivated. Hell yeah. Or the Pshatim Chiramuet is not because of Hell. It's not because of Hell. It means that this share is naturally ferocious. Not because he go 3 times, so that made him ferocious. That made him ferocious. Let's say, in respect to an addict. So it's not, no child is born an addict. So he makes himself into an addict by taking drugs, but by share. Maybe the same way. In other words, through habit, the share makes itself ferocious. He wasn't born ferocious, but maybe by share. If we see a share, he goes already 3 times, so then it's a riot that this share, he was born ferocious. Was born ferocious. Not that his goings made him into a ferocious animal, but he was born ferocious. So then you ask, If the 3 goings indicate that he was born ferocious, so why shouldn't the owner be hired with Mafreya? And Ezek Sholem, even the first 3 goings, the answer is no, until it is determined that he was born ferocious, so the owner is not hired. But it's not on the basis of habit. It's on the basis that it's a raya, that it's a raya, that this share was a ferocious share all the time. Now, we can raise the same question in regard to Vestes. Now, so maybe the pshat in Vestes is if a woman, let's say, had a riyas dam on the 15th of Nisan, on the 15th of Iyar, and on the 15th of Sivan, so she conditioned herself. She habituated herself There is such a thing as conditioning oneself, you know. Conditioning oneself. Pavlov's experiment, you know, even in regard to the stomach. So by having a Rias Dam on the 15th of Nisan, on the 15th of Sivan, the 15th of Nisan, and the 15th of Iyar, and the 15th of Tibet, so she habituates herself. She conditions herself to having Dam on the 15th, on the 15th of the month. So it's Hergel. Or maybe, you know, since women vary, you know, some women, you know, will see Dam every 30th day, and some women see Dam, you know, every 25th day, and some women will see Dam every 60th day. That is also possible. So in other words, so the makeup of every woman is different. So if a woman sees Dam on the 15th of Nisan, on the 15th of Iyar, on the 15th of Sivan, so it's a raya that for some reason she has a tendency to see Dam on the 15th. Why the 15th? I don't know why. But that's the way it is. So it's not because the Hergel made her into seeing Dam, conditioned her into seeing Dam. No, it's a raya that she, for some obscure reason, she has a tendency to see on the 15th of the month. And this is it. So, now, there is no more Yibamis here. No, it's not necessary to go and get it. In Yibamis, that's a machay, there is no Yibamis. Okay. Yibamis that Samachay, now there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. How many times establishes Chazok? Rebbe says that the Chazok is established by two times. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the Chazok is established by three times, not by two times. Now we have the machlekes in a number of cases. One case is the Gabi Katlanis. You know, there's Aloha Pe Katlanis. If a woman, let's say, had one husband and who died, and had another husband and who died, and had a third husband and who died, so then another man is not allowed to marry her because she's a Katlanis. She's a Katlanis. So then that's according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, if she had two husbands who died, so then she's already a Katlanis. That's one case, the Machlekes. Then the Machlekes is with Gabi Miller. Let's say, if a certain woman, or not after this woman, in the family, let's say a sister, not just she, but let's say a woman gave birth to a child, and that child died because of Gamliel. And then she had another child who died because of Gamliel. So according to Rebbe, the third child, we're not allowed to mount. Until the child grows up and we see that he can have Gamliel. But mounting is an Gamliel. Because two times he has a Gamliel. According to Rebbe Gamliel, only three children died now. But there it doesn't have to be that kid, three of her children. Three or two of the children in the family. Let's say she had one child who died in Mahasmile, and their sister had one child who died in Mahasmile. Then a third sister, she has a child, so according to Rebbe, we cannot allow it to be mal. We're not allowed to be mal. The contraction of Gamliel only if three fatalities occurred in the family, not if two fatalities occurred in the family. So Halacha, so the Gemara says, Ligabi Mile, since it's a question of Sakonis Nefoshes, so we pass like Rebbe, because Sakonis Nefoshes is law. In other words, it's not bitirasvada, it's isopic, whether the halacha is like Rabeh, or the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, in respect to Katlanis, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam shita is that even though in Katlanis, one is not allowed to marry a Katlanis, but suppose somebody marries a Katlanis, so it takes. Bezum doesn't tell him to divorce. And the Rosh shita is that Bezum forces him to divorce. Now, so there is a Chuvis Rambam. The Yestim, why is it? It's a question of Sakonis divorce. So he says it's not a real Sakone. It's only a Sakone Dar HaMichush. What does it mean Dar HaMichush? When the Rambam says Dar HaMichush, it means psychological. In other words, it's not that there is a physical danger. Since she had two husbands, or three husbands who died. So there is mamish. Pitzias is upon it, maybe she will cause the death. She will cause the death of the third husband. One pshat is that it's mamish is upon it, and she's at the Rosh. Not has to show them that according to the Rosh, if two husbands or three husbands die, so we say that she killed them, has to show them. But you know, sometimes there is such a thing as mental cruelty, and sometimes she might even be a good-natured woman, but somehow she loves the husband the wrong way. I mean, there is such a thing. I mean, all psychologists will tell you there are certain women that might be very good-natured, but they just love the husband the wrong way. It might not even be her fault. It might be the husband's fault. It might be no one's fault. That's the way it is. So the Rambam says, it's only the Hanukkah. Why is it me the Hanukkah? The Hanukkah means psychologically. In other words, when someone is afraid of something, so then it might be detrimental. It's like the Amin Dr. Stock about placebo effect. Placebo. So placebo means that if you have confidence in something, so then it helps you. Not that objectively it has any merit. So, but if you have confidence in something, so it will help you. So in other words, a person might give you, let's say, an ordinary pill, a vitamin, and they'll tell you a story, it's an antibiotic, and you will believe it's an antibiotic, then it will help you as if it had been an antibiotic. That's a placebo effect. Now, who is the one who, for the first time, mentions the significance of a placebo effect? Never mind what they'll tell you in the books, this doctor, that doctor, this doctor. The Rambam was the first one who discovered that there is such a thing as a placebo effect. The Rambam is Milchas HaVizorek. Because the Gemara says, Kol dovo sheyesh b'yishum rifuo, ein b'yishum darkei amir. Ein b'yishum darkei amir. So in other words, what's darkei amir? That's an isa. Darkei amir. What is darkei amir? Any superstition, you know, like nakwood. Nakwood, you know what I mean? So that's darkei amir. That darkei amir. So if it has a curative effect, there is no reason. The Rambam mentions that Pinochet HaVizori, and the Rambam says, how is it shayach to say the darker merely should have a curative effect? It's grounded in superstition. So in other words, I mean, they knock wood and they keep on knocking on the table five times, and then it helps. So how can it help? So he says, if he believes in it, so then it has a curative effect. That's a placebo. This is how the Rambam, in the Zohar, explains that even though it does not have objective curative effect, but only because he has confidence in it, so melee, there is no yourself, what difference does it make? How it helps, as long as it helps, some melee, there is no Yisrael of Darkei Amir. So what is Nichush? Nichush is an unfavorable placebo. That was today talk only about favorable placebo. But Nichush means an unfavorable placebo. In other words, if you have confidence in something, then it can help you. And if you are afraid of something, you have confidence that it will harm you, so it can harm you. How? How does it help when you have confidence in it? When it's not an antibiotic, it's an ordinary vitamin, it helps. Not everything can we understand, can we explain. So in other words, so that is, so the Rambam says in the Tshuva, it's not a real zakonim, it's only mishmich, it's an unfavorable placebo. So mele lechatchilesh, one is not allowed to marry her. But if he did marry her, we tell him don't have to divorce her, but just be a rationalist. And don't be afraid that she'll rub you the wrong way. So then you will not be exposed to zakonim. That's the Shiva Sam. Anyway, so they are Mikabi Katlani Suyos and Papasni because of the Khshash of Sakone. Even according to the Rambam, it's not a real Sakone, because only it's an unfavorable placebo. But still, there is an element of Sakone's Tiposhes, Shacharicheke, and so on. So if a woman had two husbands who died, so one is not allowed to marry. But it wasn't hukha. It wasn't hukha in the Gemara whether we paskin b'teres vaday like Rebbe or like Avshin Gamliel. Only spekhmile katlanis was an element of sakonis nifoshes. So then we paskin like Rebbe. But it's not hukha b'teres vaday whether we paskin like Rebbe. But the Gemara says that in respect to Vestes, so we pass like Rebbe. In respect to Sheran Wed, we pass like Avshin Gamliel. So Tesis Nivomes, I think it's about Samachai, he says that the pshat in Gemara is not that in respect to Sheran Moed we paskin like Avshin Gamliel, but according to Rebbe himself, so Isheya becomes Sheran Moed with two times. That's impossible, because we learn it out from the Pasuk Mishpatim, being Sheya Lagochom with Mil Shem, so that he becomes Sheran Moed with three times. So the pshat in Gemara is not, according to Rebbe, he becomes a Sheran Moed with two nichas. But even though we don't pass like Rebbe in everything, like Avshin Gamliel in everything, but in respect to Sheran Moed, we pass like Avshin Gamliel. But according to Rebbe himself, he becomes a Sheran Moed, two nichas, that's inconceivable. Because that's exactly a cause of that he becomes a Sheramoed with three nichas. The Gemara means that even Rebbe is made in respect to Sheramoed, that two times is not Chazor, but only three times the Chazor. Only three times the Chazor. What's the Pshat Tzitzis? I think the Pshat Tzitzis is very simple. In other words, let's say,